From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Sullivan, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by HBO to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Temple Grandin, which premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 6th. This fact-based film stars Claire Danes in the title role as a young woman who overcomes the personal challenges of autism to become a successful author, lecturer, advocate for people with autism, and pioneer in the humane treatment of livestock. Oh, it was wonderful, wasn't it, Melissa?
Yes, it's a second week in a row of immensely inspirational programs.
It was
really, really good. Enormously informative in the way it explains autism, I thought, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
The way they film it and describe the way she sees things with autism was really innovative, I thought.
Yeah, it was. And I kind of wondered, did you get the impression this was the 60s, the 70s?
I thought it was the 60s.
Okay.
Was it about that? I think,
yeah.
Was it she born in the 50s maybe? And then when she was kind of in high school, it was the 60s?
Yeah. And, of course, did they really, know the signs of autism? Or were they just thinking she was a challenged person, kind of hyper?
I got the gist I got was they didn't really know much of what to do about it. If they knew what it was, they just wanted to put her in an institution.
Yeah.
And her mom... go ahead. I think you were going to start.
Yeah, well, that was what's so wonderful about this is her mom didn't want to handle it that way. She wanted to treat her as a normal child and give her love and help her grow up and understand things. And that's really, it really paid off.
Yes, between her mom
and her
was
aunt.
The main spur, mm-hmm. but her aunt and then she had a science teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
That really, I think, shaped her to end up being... just growing so much to her potential and even more.
Yeah. And the movie really opens with Temple as a teenager. She's going to spend the summer with her aunt at a cattle ranch.
Yes.
And that's kind of where her love for animals came about. She found out that she understood them more than people.
Uh-huh. She related to the cows a lot. That was interesting. And the way that, she got into the little, what she call it, the squeeze machine.
Yeah, she called it the squeeze machine. It was the cattle restraint where they were giving inoculations,
yes.
to the cattle.
And she thought of at one point when she was kind of having a panic attack, she had noticed how the cows calmed down,
mm-hmm.
when they were in there, and she tried it out herself, and it actually helped her.
Yeah, because she just, as much as, she cares for her family, she doesn't really show emotions, and she doesn't want to be hugged by, other humans. And this squeeze machine, gave her that comfort, and she,
yes.
settled her down. And
it was like a hug, but not from a person. And she and she could handle that. But that was also really interesting.
Yeah, that was. And so I'd say that the main points that the movie brought out were the squeeze machine, and then whenever she went to college and was deciding on a subject to write her thesis on, she went to a cattle auction and, just watched how the cows mooed and their reaction and how, they were panicking when they were being, herded through this chute. So that's what she did, is she did her thesis on, mooing and, how to better...
make the process more humane,
exactly,
for when they were slaughtered. She,
mm-hmm.
She went and looked at and watched how things were at slaughterhouse too. But one of the most challenging things she had next to the autism was just discrimination of being a woman.
Yeah.
There, because everywhere she went just to try to study the cattle, they were not receptive to
but
her
she was
for
persistent.
The most part, except for one. She did find one friend who did get her a press pass and would let her in, and
mm-hmm.
and there was a magazine, wasn't a magazine editor, and then there was a guy that liked her at the first when she was doing her thesis,
mm-hmm.
that kind of befriended her and helped her out. But she had to endure a lot of teasing at school, and then they were mean to her at these, at the cattle places she went, and And she just went through all of it and just did what she wanted to do.
Yeah, well, she was persistent and was determined to, you know, help the cattle through this process.
Yes, and she ended up getting her, was it her master's degree in college? And
I thought that the most touching moment of the whole movie was the very end segment when Temple and her mom attended the National Autism Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure when that happened in real life, it was just a wonderful moment for everyone there because they were seeing somebody like their family members dealing with autism and how she was raised and, you know, flourished and, you know.
Yeah, she had to be such a major inspiration.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she went on to help with autism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only that, and I believe her designs for slaughterhouses, for the way they gather the cattle before they go in, are used in several places still today.
Yeah, and
I think that's correct.
A wonderful movie, and even made even more wonderful knowing that it's based on a true story.
Claire Danes is amazing. She is totally immersed in the role. She is just amazing.
And HBO actually took a picture with Claire Danes on the set with the real Temple Grandin. And so we'll post that HBO picture along with this podcast so people can see who the real Temple Grandin is.
That'll be good. The makeup people and the costume people did a really good job with getting Claire Danes to look like her.
They did. Well, Melissa, on a scale from 1 to 10, I don't even really need to ask. 10's outstanding. What do you give Temple Grandin?
I, of course, give it a 10, and I have to throw in one more moment now that we've probably talked way too much about everything in it. But I thought a very touching, moving moment was when she sang at her graduation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So,
that 10. High school graduation.
Yes, yes. Yes, so definitely a 10. And you?
A 10. It's a 10. I didn't read about the movie in advance, so I had no idea what it was about.
I didn't either.
And, you know, just a few moments in, I was hooked. It was just mesmerizing. And so the whole family should set aside some time to watch this movie. It's Temple Grandin, and it premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 6th on HBO. And be sure to check out the Oklahoman's TV Preview podcast again next week because we have another program to tell everybody about. Thank you so much for listening.